Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blitz says we're live. So that means we're live. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Me and Lummy have been out being parking managers.
Yeah. That was fun.
Lummy, that's harder than people think it is.
Oh, especially with that tight
corners. With that building.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Don't want to put a dent in it.
No, I don't want to put a dent in it. Hashtag Nash Crash.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's what...
Well, at least we're not naming who did it.
No, it wasn't Nash. It was his fucking drunk cricket he had. He was obnoxious.
Why didn't you like her?
She was obnoxious.
She was
not because she. I mean, prior to running into the building.
And listen, I didn't like her before she ran into my building.
That's what I'm saying. Why is that?
Because she's just like, yeah.
So, Bubba investigates, figuring out who did it.
Hashtag Nash Crash. Like, oh my God, and I hope Justin's not mad at me because hardly anybody sees this show. So, but he's. Dating this chick or went out with this chick, and she's a fucking bitch.
What did she do to you that was so bitchy?
Well, did you see how loud and obnoxious she was at?
No.
Oh, you.
She wouldn't come around.
Are you going to lie? Are you going to lie?
No, I didn't interact with her at all.
She had, and I didn't either, but I did notice her name tag.
What was it?
Clitoris.
Oh, my God.
What?
And then she got drunk. I don't know who was drunker, her or Kim.
I don't think Kim was
all
drunk.
What was she doing?
That's the problem. That's the problem. If Kim was drunk, she'd have an excuse on acting like a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, Kim was drinking, but I don't think she was drunk.
I guarantee you this, Blitz, nobody's going to run into the fucking side of my building again, are they?
Nope.
Well, unless it's just they ran into the side of my building, you're not going to have the ability to back into my building. Because all the vehicles, I got everything over. I've got the building.
Sounds like a challenge.
I had to protect it. Protect my building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the way I got to figure it out. The first floor slots go to, and Blitz, how do you want the slots to go? Because I know that you have.
I mean, I don't really care, but like the way it usually goes is Lummy takes that first spot.
Right.
And then Rhett, and then usually me, and then Anna.
Okay, perfect. Can we stick to that format?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We pretty much do anyway, but.
All right, but yeah. Lummy, can I put a little Lummy? Lummix only sign.
Of course.
Rhett. You know, Rhett, I can I put current video guy?
Yeah.
DeFilthy. Actually, the Anna Palunalina video that the DeFilthy is whipping up is pretty damn good.
It
so
is good.
I went and watched a little bit of it, and cool. I'm like, wow. So I'm going to have it up. I'm going to have that up on YouTube soon. I'll then download it and put it on Facebook, and I'm going to, like, I want all the Bubba Army to share it to get it to Anna Luna Polina's, you know, like, Bubba Army, I need you to get this out because I want her to sue me. I really do. Now, let me, all you got to help me do is just take the freezer out.
Yeah, I'll get that
and
right
Blitz,
after the show.
You have the thumb drive ready to go?
It's already in there.
And it's all, and little,
I already tested it.
You did test it.
Yep, worked fine.
And it's just on repeat?
I didn't check if it'll automatically repeat. I would assume you can, but that's one thing I did not check.
All right, so do I have to hit, like, back again?
Yeah, I would assume there's a repeat button on that radio, but I did not look.
Okay, well, you know, that's 12 years old. But if not, just tell me how to do it.
Okay.
And then, we got to unload the freezer.
Yeah, I was going to do that right after the show.
I know it's full of gas. I just filled it up.
Be good for it to burn that gas off anyway.
What do you mean?
Be good for it just to burn through that gas.
Oh, yeah.
And run it
I got
drive it.
Last time I drove it a couple weeks ago, I drove it clear to Ben T. Davis, then clear to McMullen Booth, turned around, then went through
Ben
T.
Oh, you did go that far.
Oh, yeah, then, hold on. Okay. Then went through Ben T. Davis, then listen to this blitz, then got on 275 Howard Franklin, drove it over to 4th Street.
Oh, I didn't know you went that far with
it. Yeah, then through the Redneck Riviera, then over Gandy, then down West Shore, got it like 205, got it super hot, ran the shit out of it.
Nice.
But I'm going to go top it off, you know, with some 93 and go to the precincts that you give me and just have a good old time.
There's a lot of precincts. Do you think it'd be better if you went to like a downtown area?
Hey, Anna, like, I'm up for suggestions. Like, I'm not saying I know.
Yeah, I'm not telling you what I'm just thinking, like,
the precincts start at 101 and end at like 712. Now, they don't all have, you know, it doesn't go all the way to like, you know, 299 right. And they reset, but they each go to at least like 30 or 40. So that's, you know, a few hundred.
I'm thinking just because there'll be more people in a downtown area and that'd probably be better for video purposes, that might be your better bet.
You're maybe saying
like go
downtown,
to downtown,
clear,
I don't know, like Dunedin or whatever, you know, like versus a precinct where maybe nobody's there. Like not everybody votes during the primary elections. Like a lot of people don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, if you can give me a list of primary blitz, like if they're on the way.
I can print this list out, but it's huge.
Is it?
Yeah, I looked it up too.
Yeah, there's a few hundred of them. And they don't have it, like, as far as I can see, there's no way to, like, sort it by the most dense or not.
Right.
It just starts at 100 and goes up to 730 or whatever it is.
Hey, Blitz, can I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
How tough is it to replace these buttons on my board, because this one on Next Gen 1 is hanging by a thread?
So it's not all that hard. They have to like be desoldered and all that. The problem is getting the buttons.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any spares, and do the ones on the other board work on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
No and yes.
Okay.
I don't have any spares. I tried ordering some about a year ago, and they went on back order for like 6 months, and they just canceled it. But the other board buttons do work.
I have probably just one, really, two, three. I got three that are just hanging by a thread.
Okay.
But that's 75 projects from now.
Well, just write down which ones they are or whatever.
And you got to get my labeler.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, it's Florida Stanley.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so with this cream machine thing, so earlier Blitz was saying on the main show that if the police tell you to turn it down, then you have to. You have the right to ask them to prove that you're too loud, and they have to pull out a decibel meter and show you. 9 times out of 10, the departments don't have a working decibel meter.
Yeah, right. But if they give you an order, you have to apply or obey.
But you're saying that I can say, well, I need you to show me the decimeter?
They need to prove that you're too loud. They can't just say you're too loud. They have to prove it by using a decibel meter. And most departments have decibel meters that haven't been calibrated in years because they never use them.
Right. So in court, you'll win. But on the side of the road, you won't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're still going to give you a hard time.
But I might get 34 tickets today.
Right.
But now, hold on. Well, and again, I don't know what, because I went through a decimeter. I went through that whole big fucking bullshit when I had a club in Spring Hill. And they're like, you know, it was like 100.
It's 72 or 73 in Pinellas County.
But is it 72 or 73 from the property line? Is it from the front door?
It's from the street.
But what I'm saying is the loudness, what it picks up is directly related to where the cop or the person that has the meter
is
standing.
I looked it up earlier, and the statue that I saw that gave the number didn't say from how far away.
Yeah, so like usually it's the front door of the business where people are, like, you know, where, you know, people are. So when I was up in the big Spring Hill Caper Blitz, it was from the property line of the strip mall,
mm-hmm.
closest to my front door. That's, and so they would get right on the sidewalk in front of my nightclub and, you know, fuck, just, there was only a door separating that and the dance floor, and they got me every night. And it was like, and it's real chicken shit. It's a way to shut a business. It's a way to shut a nightclub down.
Yeah.
Blitz, I should get that turned down for what song? Turned down for what?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Biggie 7375 $25 super chat.
Oh, thank you. So anyway, Florida Stanley, I'm going to go embark upon this mission. I don't know where it's going to lead me. I am
looking forward to seeing the videos.
Yeah, I wish I could get lucky. If Bubba Army can somehow figure out where Anna Luna Polina is.
Well, so Blitz is, so there's like 600 of the precincts. Is there any way to look up which ones are like the largest or the most active?
Not that I could see.
Not that he.
Okay.
Like the, you know, I'm sure like the Republican and Democratic parties have their own list. And, you know, they've got.
Right.
Where they have all pared down and know that, but it's
oh,
not.
Oh, I might. Okay. All right. Cool.
So.
Well, good luck. Good luck, Bubba.
Thank you, buddy.
Little Wilbur's Afterbirth gifted, or I'm sorry, Little Wilbur's Afterbirth $20 super chat.
So I'm taking the Cream Machine out, and I got my Anna Paluna Lena song. Yeah, Anna, if she does hear it, she's going to flip the fuck out. You know she is.
Yeah,
she
I think
is so fucking narcissistic that she thinks that she can.
Yeah,
just
she'll want to see you right there and then.
Sue, right there. I might Blitz. You might have to bail me out or something. She might want me arrested.
I ain't got no money. Call Kevin.
You got money.
You know Dan would be there in his Ferrari. 2 seconds.
Dan would come get me.
Yeah.
He's your boyfriend.
He is my boyfriend. Lummy was my boyfriend a few minutes ago. He helped me back in this big back end caper.
Yeah, which was a bitch.
So I took all, I got a merch trailer. I got a race car trailer. And I got Blitz's BMW that we've always kind of strategically put in the Bubba Raceway Park track truck. That we've kind of put in a little front row here on the front part of the building. And it looks pretty cool until one of the Nash's fucking drunk ass crickets that he was trying to blast fucking decided to take her red fucking Jeep and use my building as a stop stick.
A little bumper.
So now I have taken all the things that don't roll for the most part and strategically put them on the side of the building so that nobody can park in those slots. Meaning nobody can back up and fucking hit my building.
Again.
The building's been hit a few times, just lightly. There's a few dents in it over the years, but not like this.
Yeah, not. No.
I mean, there's been a couple people that have tapped the building and it crinkled it up a little bit. And I've not said anything. That's just the way. And I don't. I mean, fuck, I've been here for 11 years. So it's hard telling who did what, when. But this, you guys would have to admit, the people that have been coming here for a long time, that is the biggest fucking crinkle we've ever had.
Oh, there's no question.
I mean, and Lummy says that there's air coming out of it, too. Am I losing AC?
Losing AC.
Fuck.
That's what
I made up about.
As soon as I saw that video yesterday, I was like, oh, that's what Bubba's going to be mad about. Wait till he hears he's losing AC.
You know I'm big on AC, man.
I know. Yep.
Big on AC.
I know you came in here a few days ago and turned up the AC in here, and when I got in the morning, the computer crashed because it was so hot.
Nuh-uh.
I swear.
You always try to just fuck
that's
with
why,
me and make me
no,
feel
I swear,
bad.
No, I actually swear.
I wish you'd be nice to me. I wish you'd treat me like the friend that I really am.
There's a fan under the desk here that I have just blowing on the Twitch computer because it overheats if you turn up the air too hot.
Hello. Well, what's the hottest Bobby, I can... Hold 70, on a second.
77, it seems to be fine. When
perfect.
You put it on 78 is when it crashed.
77 it is
yeah.
When you're not there. If that's okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, Bubba. My name is Jim. I'm a new listener. Why don't you find out where her headquarters are?
Here in St. Pete.
Oh, yeah. I mean, thank you. Everybody's just coming up with brilliant ideas. You think she'll be
knows,
you think she'll
you know
be there?
People are going to be there. I don't know if she's going to be there, but you would think. I mean, it's
her
a pretty important day.
Her people. And
yeah,
Anna, I wonder where she's. I wonder if she's announced where her
that's and that,
party
tried,
is.
I've tried trying to finding find that, and I can't yet. But
it hasn't been listed.
I'm
might
sure
be a
like,
late, but it might be a late night for me.
Yeah, I'm sure the news.
Well, at least her press. At least if she's not there, people in her campaign are going to be there. Press secretary or, well, whoever she had. I don't know, but
did you like
be able to say, hey, there's a jerk out here with a song?
Did you like the song? And you can as narcissistic as she is, can you tell it's going to drive her insane?
Oh, she's gonna pitch a fit. It's gonna be bad.
She's got a really false sense of
self-worth.
Hey,
if you need legal
self-worth.
Assistance, I'm a lawyer. So if Dan can't help you, which I know they can, but
hey, are you from the Tampa Bay area?
No, but I have my Indiana, Ohio, Michigan license, and
I got me an Indiana lawyer here.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
what,
Jim Longman. I'm blind.
What part?
I'm over in South Bend, Indiana. So,
you know where my hometown is from, don't you?
Yeah, you were over in Fort Wayne, right?
No, motherfucker, Warsaw,
Gary.
I know, Warsaw.
That's where I'm from.
So, yeah, I know.
What high school did you go to?
Penn High School.
You went to Penn?
Mm-hmm. They're Penitentiary? Yep.
No.
Yeah, they're bastards, yeah. No, oh, absolutely.
Penn was a badass in football.
Yeah, they were, but then we went down to Indianapolis one of the years I was there. I forget what year it was.
Now Warsaw is Warsaw has beaten Penn the last couple of years. Warsaw got that guy, Bart Curtis, that used to coach Mishawaka. Remember him?
Yep.
And he's turned the Warsaw program around.
Thank God.
And they're fucking. In fact, they play. I think Warsaw plays Penn or later this year.
Yeah.
Hey, now hold on. How old are you?
37.
You probably don't know the. Do you ever heard of Pam and Penny Proctor?
I don't think so.
All right, you know that big ass hill.
Schuylkill Hill?
No, not Schuylkill Hill. You know, if you're coming from Bremen, right? Oh, you're blind. I don't know if you fucking can know any of this shit.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, if people think you can't wipe your ass, it's blind. But I wouldn't.
But you know that big hill as you're approaching, getting into like I don't know where like and I think Penn is like on the right, but there's a big hill as you start getting into town.
Yeah.
They lived on that hill in this really badass A-frame on the left-hand side. That's one of the first girls I fingered.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Penn girl.
Nice. You ought to have a sign.
One of Bubba's first fingerings happened in this A-frame.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have the Bubba fingering technique back then?
No, I didn't even know. I would just jam my fingers in there and move them around a little bit.
Like a fucking blender.
None of us really knew what we were doing back then.
You were a fucking Vitamix blender up in that shit.
Were you blind as a kid?
Don't do that.
I lost my vision when I was, due to glaucoma, I lost my vision.
Like Fetty Wap, who's going to prison.
Damn, I hope you find it.
When did you? What? Year, how old were you when you lost?
I find it. Yeah.
How old were you?
Looking for a long time. I always had like 20/50 vision. I could only see out one eye when I was in elementary school, and then throughout like high school, I lost the ability to see the text. And
is glaucoma common in younger people?
It's not. I was born in. You can actually look this shit up. It's a Brio Superfund site now it's called, but it's a neighborhood in Houston, Texas, Clear Lake, that was built on a toxic dump site. And the people who were there never knew, like middle-income people, and my parents, lived there, and I was born there. And
really?
A lot of kids had a lot of shit.
Wasn't there, couldn't you have gotten a class action deal or something against the
class action, yeah.
Did you?
Did I what?
Would that be if something like that happens? Can you, as a lawyer, asking?
Oh no, there are already lawsuits and stuff.
Right? Have you? Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm not multimillionaire.
I'm gonna be in Warsaw in October.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, try to come down and see you.
No, you're not. But, I'm not gonna tell you where I'm at.
You're not gonna see me, buddy.
I'm gonna tell you I'm 185 pounds too.
He's blind.
No, I know you're a fat ass. So, but that's okay. Who isn't?
Yeah. Well, anyway, my fellow Hoosier, I was just in Columbus, Indiana 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw some of the videos. So,
again.
I found you on YouTube,
buddy. You really didn't see shit, did you?
No, but I heard you not all. I'm heard that I'm not missing much.
Yeah.
So.
Are you saying my videos are shitty? Man, what a fuck.
No, that you don't look good. I don't know.
No, I actually look good as fuck. Listen, I got to tell you, for whatever I have looked like, I always get pretty hot bitches. I will tell you that right now.
It's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. For some reason, okay. I got the ability. I got the it
you
factor.
Got swag.
I got some swag. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even Anna, who doesn't like me in that way, says I got swag.
Oh, no, no doubt.
So
it's undeniable.
Yeah, right. So. Anyway, buddy, my fellow Hoosier, I hope Notre Dame's going to be good this year.
Yeah, I hope so, too. We have a new coach. We keep going through coaches like
Well, the last coach was there for 12 years, and he was a fucking complete ass bucket. Brian Kelly was a fucking ass. Yeah. Was that his name, Brian Kelly?
Sure was.
Yeah, Jim Kelly doesn't know what he's talking about.
He was such an ass bucket that he had to go to LSU because he knew he was going to get fucking his ass thrown. Zero national championships.
Zero.
Went to the national championship maybe one or two times. Got their ass embarrassed by Alabama, 42-10 or some bullshit.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I think that was the playoffs. Yeah, the playoffs tour.
No, they went to the national championship against Alabama one year, and like when Mayo Teo played.
Oh, Mayo Teo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, buddy. Hey, so how did you find out about us through YouTube?
Yeah, I found out on YouTube. I actually saw some of the Ned parodies. I think is how I found the show.
But are you familiar with the live show now, where you can tune in and listen to that?
Yeah, I watch it on Twitch. Yeah, I've been starting to watch.
Perfect. Perfect, bud. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Spread the word, okay?
Yep, damn right.
All right, buddy. It's better than anything you got in fucking South Bend, Indiana, Bob and Tom and that bullshit.
Oh, I don't listen to the local thing. I was listening to Brian Craig, which is a conservative nut job around that area online, but
if we were in South Bend, we'd be killing it.
Oh, yeah. No, the radio here sucks. I used to be on radio for a while. I was hosted Mike Gallagher, and I tried to get into radio, but it didn't.
You can tell. I mean, radio is a shell of its former self. They're just running everybody away.
No, it is. Well, I mean, like, look at you. I mean, I would never have found you just on terrestrial radio. Me and my wife haven't listened to the regular radio and shit.
Is your wife hot?
Yeah, she has nice knockers.
Yeah, nice tits. So. All right, my friend. Hey, great talking to you. More importantly, thank you for finding us, bud. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, buddy. Thanks. Hello.
Baba, hey, it's Matt over up in Maine. Hey, I just wanted to say real quick.
Anna, isn't that so cool? We got one guy in Indiana, one guy in Maine. We're so fucking global.
Mm-hmm. We are.
We're global.
I love us.
Oh, yeah.
Really do.
I've been with you since 06.
Makes it sound like I'm like your uncle and I was touching you or something. I've been touching you since you were six, buddy.
No, since 2006.
Oh, so sorry.
I ordered the flag on Friday, and Merch Crick got it to me yesterday.
Hey, that bitch she takes it personal. Like, honest to God, we'll be at my apartment, and she'll get a fucking order in, and she's like, I got to run over to the station and fill three orders. I'm like, for real? She's like, yeah. And that bitch will take them right to the fucking airport. I guarantee you could be in California. If you ordered a flag today, you'd have it by Friday.
Yeah, well, she did it.
We only have about 18 of those. I ordered 105 of those, and we only got like 18 left.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, I was worried they were going to sell out. I had to get right on it.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the show, man. It's been awesome.
What part of Maine? And is it hot in Maine still, or is the summer pretty much over?
No, it's pretty hot. It's real humid. That's whenever we get rain, it just gets so damn humid. I'm a mailman. I work outside all day.
You have no idea about your fucking Maine humidity. Couldn't be a pimple on our ass here in Florida.
No, my father's down in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, he's always complaining about
how it's hot up in Maine, Bubba. Today in Bahaba, the high is 71.
Yeah.
We
won't even get to the low of 71 tonight. Blitz, what's the low for Tampa, Florida tonight?
Probably
74, 75. Low seven, maybe 80. Hell
76 up. For Tampa.
That's the low.
Yeah. Feels like 89 probably.
Right. Hot as fuck.
No, yeah, it gets hot up here.
Is there any hotties up there in Maine like that like to, you know, fuck?
No, they're all a bunch of flannel-wearing badasses.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's rough coming up here.
Damn.
It's rough coming up here. You fucker.
Yeah, it's rough up here.
You solid fucker. All right, buddy. Now you've been with me. You've been with those six, and you followed us all along. We appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, right from the beginning, right from when Stern brought you on.
God bless Howard for giving us that chance. I've been talking to Sirius a little bit. I got a couple friends still up in the cut, and I've been like, no disrespect or nothing, but have you guys thought of what you're going to do in 2 years and 4 months when Howard's no longer around? Like, I mean, not no longer, but no longer, you know he's not going to sign for another five.
Not.
I mean, have they thought about Who are we going to put in here that's Howard-like, that people that Howard likes, that is Howard-like, and that Howard's fans won't take a shit on? Because this person has been somewhat, for lack of a better term, anointed and handpicked by Howard. Well, there's only one motherfucker.
That's you.
That's right.
That's the sponge. I haven't listened to Sirius in years. You guys put out so much content. It's not even...
We do put out the content from the Facebook to the YouTube to the podcast. You know,
I'll tell you, the Brent show, you know, when you got Brent on... the first time you guys had it, I listened right through, and then Lummy and Babyface and Filthy came right on, and I started listening to that. I usually don't listen to the sports show, and boom, every week now.
Lummy, look at that.
Oh, thank you.
Me and Hatley got him introduced to you and Baby. Yeah. Now, if you could just get a side order of Blummo on Friday, we'd have it fucking kicked there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I did the Blummo for even back when it was with Seth.
Off the rails.
Yeah, off the rails. Yeah, yeah. I listen to all of it. I'm out on the street all day.
Oh man, you're really old school. You are with Off the Rails with Anna and Seth. Anna, I apologize for putting you through that. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
No.
You had to earn your chops though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we only started calling it Off the Rails when it was with Lummy.
Yeah, actually.
I was really on Seth's sports show with Lummy.
It was Seth, Anna, and Lummy.
Yeah, and what is it? Hit the Showers or something?
Yeah.
You know, it was called Shit Hits the Fan is what it hit.
That's what happened on the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the good old days.
It keeps evolving. It keeps evolving.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it is. It's continually evolving. We're all, you know, we're doing podcasting. And like Dan and I's show that we're going to do this Friday is not going to be available anywhere except podcasting. And then I'm going to do a show with Colton and Tuttle on Selective Fridays, which I don't know what it's going to be called. And, you know, so just trying to continue to splinter, you know, off content, and we all do, you know, things when we're, you know, off the air, whether it's Daytona Beach or Denver or Columbus, Indiana, or the Goat Report, or let me go into Publix, or people love that shit and it does well. And, you know, we're continuing to build the brand and we own it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't do things like that. Well, I guess a lot of radio personalities could do their own life, but nobody really gives a fuck about their own life, like what they're doing. They give a fuck about us because we're superstars.
You gonna put those two guys in the saw shed?
No. You know, in today's world, bud. Not that Blitz couldn't wire up the fucking saw shed in 2 days, but it's a different world.
You can't really put it anywhere.
Yeah, like it's a different world. You know, that shit would be like we'd get canceled because we were mean to people, and you know, we fucking mousetrapped a guy's nipples, mm-hmm. and you know. We used to do things
different.
We would blindfold them and take them out of the shed and then put 200 mouse traps in there and then make them go in there barefooted. And I'll tell you right now, when the lights are off in there, you can't see anything. And then they would go in there and then they would start snapping their toes. And then, Lummy, remember when we made them get into a paintball fight?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. An airsoft.
It was airsoft. You just gave them a couple guns and they just went off on each other back and forth.
And they were literally from me to you.
Yeah, that wouldn't feel good at all.
God, Blitz, how fucked up would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that would hurt.
Yeah.
It was funny to watch, though.
I know, listen, buddy, go to the OnlyFans. We got some really good, the merch crick has been really finding some. Blitz gave her this hard drive that's got just like a little honey hole full of shit, and she's really been it's really been some pretty good shit. Our OnlyFans account, which is at the Bubba Army. A lot of the old Bubba Raw shit. A lot of the old Bubba Raw shit is on our OnlyFans account now.
Well, hey, Bubba, I remember you talking a while ago about wanting to find the, from the MJ trial, finding all the footage.
But yeah.
I remember watching it on Bubba Raw. I remember running home on my lunch break to watch the verdict and seeing, you know, Manson just jump into your arms after you guys were
my
found
arms.
Out.
Where are you from, Massachusetts?
I was originally from Boston and moved up to Maine to get out of that. But
you know, I don't know. Listen, we had a fucking guy that worked here. Fucking asshole. Oh, and we can't, I don't want to mention his name, but Blitz knows who I'm talking about. And he took a bunch of our Bubba Raw shit. Actually, I had two people. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, like, boy, this building is just fucking thieving.
Well, it's leaking. It's
leaking air. It's leaking everything.
So yeah, it's leaking. It's got a dent in the side of it. Hashtag Nash crash.
The Nash crash.
All right, Bob. Hey, good bitch. Talking to you guys.
Good talking to you, Bob.
I really appreciate everything.
Appreciate you too, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Love you. Quarter his.
Thanks, buddy.
You know who tried to call me when I was on the air? My new buddy from Columbus, Indiana, Shane Ross.
Yeah.
And I was on the air. Tony Martin, $25 on the Venmo.
Thank you.
Should I try to call my buddy? You guys, have you guys seen Shane Ross yet?
Yeah, we've seen you call him off air.
But not on air?
No.
Let me see if I can call him. He was at the Colts game, Lami, on a wheelchair.
You get good footage?
I don't know. I don't know if I can really... Can you guys see? I don't think you can really see, can you?
I can zoom in on it a little bit.
Kind of.
What are you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Look. What are you doing, buddy?
Nothing.
What are you watching?
You.
Myself.
You watching Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah.
Who's all at the house, buddy?
Oh.
Who's all there?
Me. A nurse.
Oh, the nurse that hates you?
Yeah. You're working. I'm working.
What's your job?
City massage pro.
I taught him that. You know you can't massage the nurse titties. You know that.
I know.
But you wish you could, don't you?
I wish I could.
When's Big Mama gonna give you some pussy?
Who knows?
How long's it been? 6 years?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, I was thinking about you.
Okay.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'll FaceTime you later today, buddy.
Okay, I'll see you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy. That's my new buddy. How do you not, Anna, how do you not just adore
you
him?
You just have to love him.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How do you not adore that guy?
Love that guy.
Love him.
Fucking Shane Ross.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get him to come to BARP this year. We can have two people in wheelchairs.
We can have jousting.
Yeah, jousting wheelchairs.
I don't think Shane Ross has anything for fucking Brandon the Quad. I think Shane Ross has got like one of those standard Ironside, you know, just regular. I don't think Shane Ross has near what fucking Brandon the Quad. Brandon the Quad's got like three-wheel motion and like, I mean, hydraulics, and he can like,
hitting,
you know.
Switches.
Like he's hitting switches. Like the guys, he is. He's hitting straight-ass switches. Shane Ross, I love you, buddy. I'll call you later today,
buddy.
Man. I love you. Oh, he got his new, and he's got new Bubba Army shirt now, nice. And he's got a bumper sticker on his Lark. That's my buddy. Hello.
What's up, Bubba? Hey, this is Brad from Indy.
God, we're number one in Indiana.
You are, man. Hey, I was just
what part of Indy?
Just a little west of Indianapolis, Danville.
Yeah, I know exactly where Danville is.
I called it before the cop.
Danville, isn't Danville where the prison where Tyson was?
That was Plainfield, right next to it. I'm actually in between Danville and Plainfield.
There you go. There's my Indiana history for you, kid.
Yep. I'm 10 minutes from both the prison and then from Danville. So I was going to say two things, but about the playing the music. If a cop comes up and says something, I mean, I've been a cop for 11 years, and we don't know all the rules. So all you got to do is tell them that you're, you know, exercising your right to protest, and if you know, all you got to do is sound confident. He's going to believe you.
Yeah, but you know,
we don't know.
But here's the deal, man. I'm very respectful of cops. Like I have a foundation that, you know, that honors cops, and so.
Yep.
If a cop came up and said, hey, I'd be like, hey, buddy, I'm just, you know, out here trying to play some, but I'll turn it down. I'm not going to be that guy that says I know my rights and that bullshit. Chances are, Blitz, when you get a cop and if you're cool to him, he'd be like, hey, you know, go around the corner, just whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there across the street. That's exactly what I would say. Just go across the street and,
yeah.
I mean, if somebody else complains, then you'll have
but
to leave.
At the end of the day, man, I'm going to do what he tells me. I'm going to try to be super cool and be like, hey, man, we're just trying to play this goofy song here from the show, but I don't want to cause no problems.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to enjoy it anyway.
Now, what if he tries to ID me though and shit? I mean, I'll give it to him. Blitz, that might help me if he wants my ID. I know I don't have to give it to him, but I guess if
you're driving a car, you do have to give it to him.
If you're driving, you'll have to.
Yeah,
if you're not driving, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Unless you suspect you have a crime, which.
Right. Well, hold on. There could be a lot of crime.
That's an infraction.
Well, hold on. Suspect me of a crime is a crime in itself because I'm probably up to no good. Yeah, I'm probably committing a few crimes.
It'll be a Terry stop no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry stop. Yeah.
I'll just give him my ID. I'll just give him my ID. That's it. And Nurse Crick will give her hers, and then she'll flash her retired, cop
Jugs?
Badge at her.
Oh, that's where you're going to.
Yeah, I carry my badge everywhere I go. I'm actually in New Mexico, and I've got it on me right now.
I got an honorary badge too.
Yeah.
What do you cops think about a guy like me that's got an honorary badge? Do you think that that's like Johnny Rara?
No, you know what? We had this really crooked sheriff about 15 years ago. If you donated to his campaign, he gave you your own badge. And we still run into those guys pulling them over. You ask for their ID, the first thing they do is pull out this badge that the sheriff just gave everyone that donated $500 or more. So there's you know, 60 people have them in the county. And they're always pulling them out.
But I got one. So, you know, I got one, and I don't pull it out. I don't pull it out.
Yeah.
But it's in my wallet, like it's in my wallet, and you kind of see it. And if a guy ever asks me, hey, you know, are you on the job? That's what they usually say.
Your supporter.
I just say, I say, no, I was given an honorary badge from this particular sheriff. And
because
I have
everything that you do. And I mean, is with the way the world is right now, we can take all the support that we can get. So.
And then I give him my honorary ID, like a little ID from the agency that came from. And that's it. But I don't say. Like, I try to be very nonchalant about it because it does help, I got to think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, anybody that's, you know, supporting the police, I mean, we need all the help we can get.
When I get pulled over, the first thing I do is first of all, let's say a guy lights me up from behind, right? The first thing I do is I try to find the absolute most safest off of the road. Like, I try to get, like instead of pulling just off the road, I try to pull into the grass.
That goes a long way.
Then I roll all of my windows down.
That also goes a long way.
I have them all down. I have my dome light on. And I have my driver's license, my registration, my proof of insurance ready to go. And when they walk up and they say, do you know why we pulled you over? I always say, yes, I do. I was speeding. I wasn't paying attention. And I always say the same thing. I was like, I don't have any stupid excuses for you, my sir.
Yep.
And I just want to let you know that I have a concealed weapons. Now, Blitz is where Blitz and I disagree because Blitz doesn't tell them unless he's asked. But I say, I have, here's my concealed weapons permit. I have, a 9mm in my bag over there. If you'd like me to step out of the car and you secure it, just let me know what you'd like me to do. That's what I say. And bam, it works. And it works every time.
Because see, what that does is that automatically puts in the officer's head that, you are worried about his safety. So, and especially if you're pulling over for, on the side of the road far, just say, hey, do you want me to go up here to this parking lot so it's a safer spot for you? Sorry that I've, caused you to be here on the side of the road, risking your life because I was driving like an idiot.
Sorry, I was doing 160 and 70.
What's that, Blaze?
Yeah, exactly. I said, sorry, I was doing 160 in a 70 zone. Want to go over here?
I'm telling you right now, I was going 135 through a toll booth one time, which was 35, and the guy let me go. And I could have gone to jail. I was 100 over.
Sometimes as a cop, you're just so impressed with what you saw. You kind of, if nobody else saw it, you kind of have to go up there and don't do this again.
Nobody knows who you are. You've not mentioned your first name, and I don't want you to. But have you ever pulled a chick over and she's just so fucking hot that you're just like, oh my God.
Yes, Friday. Okay, I really screwed up. So I pulled this chick over, and this has never, ever happened to me in my life. She was so pretty. I started talking as I walk up. Hey, I'm Officer So-and-so from Stone, and the reason I stopped you, and that's how I kind of start walking. As soon as she looked at me, I couldn't speak, and that's never happened. I felt so embarrassed. And
Did she say, hey, if you didn't give me a ticket, I'll give you a header?
She didn't bring it up, and I wasn't going to.
No, but, you can't bring up the header.
Yeah, I did. I did give her a ticket. She was going 59 in the 30.
You gave her a ticket?
Yeah, 59 to 30. She was from Ohio. She's not going to go to court and fight it.
Do you wear a body cam?
I do not.
Okay. You're lucky.
Yeah. No, those get you in trouble, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but, man. Yeah.
Can't get a suck off if you got a body cam
on. Yeah, you can't. I mean,
no, you can't.
But, man, what a dick, man. Hold on. What about this?
I fucked up the next day.
What about this? And I want you to be honest. I'm just going to call you Charlie the Cop. That's your name.
Yeah.
Charlie the Cop, if you pulled over a guy that had a Bubba Army sticker over in Indiana, would you not cut that guy a break?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd ask him if he's in a hurry somewhere, he might just get a little escort.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool as hell.
I've done that a few times. Someone's like in a hurry trying to go to a hospital, like, my daughter overdosed. I'm like, all right, well, park your car. I can get you there much faster.
Hold on now. You gave the hot crick a tick?
This isn't even where it gets bad. I fucked up the next day. So my wife was talking to me about, some stuff that she was asking about my shift. And I was like, hey, I pulled this girl over. It's like, this has never happened before. Like, she was so hot, I couldn't talk. You don't tell your wife that.
No shit, man. You must be the dumbest cop ever. My Lord.
Fucking thinking. I was
you don't say it. You're like, man, I pulled over this big 300-pound fucking hog. Fucking maybe she was so disgusting that I fucking stroked her a ticket. Fucking if she would have been a kind of cute, I would have get her. Bitch was disgusting. Fucking I gave her two tickets, one for speed and one for being fucking livestock in a car.
Yeah, this lady was crying and bawling and talking about her disabled child and how she has no money and she can't afford this ticket.
The good looking one?
I didn't care. Yeah.
Man, don't be a dick. Come on, man.
What did your wife say when you told her that?
Yeah.
I mean, she was happy that I gave her a ticket. So the problem is whenever I stop a car, whenever I stop in our system, I have to put the reason for the stop. I have to put the license plate in. So dispatch can see that she was doing 59 in the 30. So, like, if I ever go get audited and, someone takes me to court and says, oh, well, you gave my guy a ticket for 14 over, but you gave this lady, for doing 29 over,
And you cops are all about just, you're in straight cover your ass at all times mode.
Everybody wants to sue you. You have to. Everybody wants to sue you.
But isn't that taking a lot of the cool cop discretionary work right out of it?
There is no discretion anymore. There is none.
You got to be an okay. So listen, I got to stroke this bitch because if somebody takes me to court and see that I let her go,
and I even told her that, I was like, look, I can't do nothing about it. I mean, I guess I could have pulled out $175 and paid for a ticket, but I'm not doing that either.
Which you almost did.
If she would have said, hey, free suck jobs in the back seat there, buddy.
Yeah. Well.
But have you ever? Again, your name's Calvin, the cop, and now you're from Michigan. So anyway, have you ever had a girl? A woman like do something like verbally makes
a cry.
I mean, no, like didn't, but verbally suggested something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like what? Like, but, what are, like, what are they saying?
Oh, just like, is there anything I can do for you? And then they'll, like, you know, try to rub your arm or something. Is there anything I can do for you? And it's like, you can stop rubbing my arm.
Yeah, me
know?
And Blitz
You're
try
drunk.
That all the time, and it usually works.
You're drunk and bleeding. I don't want you to touch me right now. Yeah, no, I
did. Did you not? Oh, did you see that? I think it was, what day was it when we were going through that, the Atlanta?
Monday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, I tried calling in because I was going to tell you that that's.
Was that guy being, I thought the guy nailed it, didn't he?
He did. And so what the officer did was wrong. Now, I haven't been through the academy in a while, but whenever we went through the academy, the SS, the standardized field sobriety test, you know, it's a standardized test. It was written and it's federally standardized. So you're not supposed to do the PBT first, which he did not. And the reason you don't do it first is because it'll make you see things that aren't there. He's like, oh, the guy's 0.08. So I know he's, going to be drunk. We cannot take you to jail based off of a PBT reading. That is not something that we can take to court.
It's not admissible.
That's not something. Yeah. It's not admissible.
What's a PBT? The breathalyzer?
Yes.
The portable. Yeah,
the roadside one is not admissible. If he goes to the one at the jail,
the
whatever, those are admissible.
Yes, the certified breath test.
Correct.
So the only thing that we're trying to do with the standardized field sobriety test is we're trying to get you to the jail so we can legally do a legal test.
You're trying to get you to the jail so that you can.
That is your probable cause.
Yep.
And that's why they make it so severe to not take a field sobriety test, because if you don't take a field sobriety test, you're going to beat it every time. And that's why they make it so severe, where you lose your license for either 6 months or a year, because they know if you do that, you're going to beat it.
But will that guy?
I know if you know you're going to fail, do not take it. Take the license suspension. That's going to be easy to beat in court.
Yep.
And you're without the test, there's no probable cause to take you for the real test.
But the guy, I mean, his lawyer is probably gonna have a heyday with that because we were looking at his eyes and they didn't look like they were flickering, and for what we could see on the video,
there's cues on everything. Okay, so one of the things that I did see, like when he was doing the leg raise, he started before he was told. So like following directions is one of the cues.
And, but that's chicken.
There's like eight different cues, but the thing is, he passed everything. So I mean, after passing everything, you're not supposed to do the PBT. The only thing that the PBT is for is to just notate it on your paperwork for your probable cause affidavit. You just notate it, and that way whenever you get to the actual jail and then test them, you'll know if they're going up or if they're going down.
Let's say the guy had blown and he blew a .06. Now, you don't know if he's going up or going down, but that might be a validation not to take the guy because he just nailed the field sobriety deal for the most part.
Here's the thing: what a lot of people don't understand, over 0.08, that's like a, so in Indiana, that's like a class B misdemeanor. That's really small. It's called per se is what that particular law is. The actual driving impaired, that is the main charge. So you can have the driving while impaired at a 0.04, if it is affecting you, you are impaired. You don't have to be the 0.08. So the 0.08 is just a little kicker that they throw in there that's just the OWI per se part of the law. It's nothing.
But wouldn't an attorney say, okay, he blew, and let's say he blew a 0.06, and the attorney would say, well, obviously he wasn't impaired because
attorney's going to tear that apart.
Wouldn't the attorney argue that my client nailed, for the most part? Yeah. I mean, you could pick it apart a little bit.
100%.
And those aren't easy tests. Those aren't easy tests.
And that's the thing. So as a police officer, we're not even supposed to demonstrate them anymore because we can't do them half the time. So they tell us not to even demonstrate them. Him doing the PBT was unnecessary because he had already passed everything up until that point. So there was no reason to go any further with the test. So that's going to get thrown out. That's almost like, fruit of the poisonous tree. Like, that did not need to happen. That was the proper step to take next. He had already passed everything. He was not going to go to jail. And he probably would have, blown okay. He's a big dude.
Right.
That in itself is not enough to take someone to jail. That tells me that cop was going to take that .08 and he was going to take that information and he was going to add some extra cues and that's what he was going to base his report off. Cops do it all the time.
But does that slick sleeve get, you know, by his major or his captain or his lieutenant or whatever the fuck? Don't they take that guy aside and say, listen, that's chicken shit, and it really makes our agency look like shit. You know, you're out here cowboying up, you know, and listen, there's a time to cowboy up. When you know, but there's also a time to cut some. I mean, like public perception's everything.
Yeah, it is 100%.
And the mayor or the chief of police, that shit.
He was not impaired. He wasn't slurring his speech. He wasn't. I mean, he was doing everything better than most people. I mean, he did it better than I know that I could do it. You know, sober.
And the other fact was,
I would never be able to do the leg raise that.
And the other fact was, you know, at the end of the day, after it was all said and done and when the guy went to jail, they let the passenger drive the vehicle home. Well, what hurt would it be if you said, listen, buddy, your friend's
in the passenger seat. Yep.
Yeah, get in the passenger seat. You know, your friend's not impaired. Your friend's not impaired.
The thing is, that's probably what he was going to do until he refused the PBT. But the thing is, the PBT never should have even been an option. That never should have been a tool the officer was deploying against him, because at that point, he had already passed. He had already passed enough that he was not going to go to jail for OWI. No matter what that PBT said.
I bet you, too, he would either let the guy drive himself home or have the passenger drive home had he not had the body camera.
No, you're right.
That's possible too.
No, listen. Yeah. Let's say that you're. Let's say that you're. You know, you've been on 11 years. I don't know what your rank is, but you're probably not a slick sleeve. But you got a slick sleeve guy out there. He's cowboying up. You roll up as backup, and you witness what we just all witnessed. And you know. And do you tell the guy, come on, fucking Jimmy? I mean, you know, or are you afraid?
I'm the kind of guy, and I've done it on several stops. If the cop's out there doing something he shouldn't be doing, I'll yoke his ass up right in front of everybody. I don't care.
Yeah, but, you know, that bad, I mean, you wouldn't do that to somebody that's outranked you, would you?
No, I wouldn't, but I would definitely pull them aside. But, hey, what are you doing? Like, I have asked them to, you know, leave before. Sometimes you get officers that have been out there, they're just burnt out. They're over the job. They're doing a crappy job. And I was like, hey, I got the report. You know, go ahead and I'll take it, even though it's like a county report. I work in a town, but I can usually respond first because those guys are so spread out. I'll just be like, look, I'll take it that way, you know, because I just feel like, I mean, it's our responsibility as officers to make sure that we're being fair and that the people are being taken care of properly. I mean, no matter what reason we're out of somebody's house, they're already having a bad day. You know, no matter what it's for, they're having a bad day. So it's like, you know,
so my good friend Denzel used to work for Terre Haute, and he was part of the drug task force there. And he I think Denzel had 35 years in. So, you know, that's a long time. And Denzel, I don't know, he went on to be a detective, but he didn't ever really test to be. He didn't want to be, you know, a captain or a major. He just didn't want to be. He loved doing drug task force. He loved that. But on his last year, a new chief of police came in, and Denzel was in the drop program. And so he had to go, like, his last maybe year, he had to work the streets, you know, like a patrolman again, which he said he kind of liked. But, you know, he would roll up as a 34-year veteran with some of these slick sleeves that might be a corporal or something like that. And he said, even then, though, like, they would just know not to fuck with him because he was like, had so much, you know, time on and had seen it all, that even people that were higher ranking than him knew. Now, is that kind of how it goes? Like, when you get a real old school dude like that?
It is. Yeah. You're not going to question him because, I mean, chances are he knows more about, you know, this than you ever will. So, I mean, you don't question him. You just kind of let them do their thing. But those guys are usually the ones that just kind of go in there and coast anyway. So they're not really using it in their trying.
Not
to,
Denzel. Denzel like to yoke people the fuck up. I rode along with him a few times, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm all about.
One time, man.
I got part-time, though.
I got this story I got to tell you. I'm riding along with Denzel. This is like circa 1986, and I'm riding along with him. Now, you know the shit you could do back in 86. You weren't even a cop back then. Like, you know.
No.
Blitz, I'm talking it was cowboy the fuck up. You could hit people in the head with mag lights and everything.
The ones that have like the 12D batteries in them.
Oh yeah, I mean you could cowboy the fuck up back then.
The only reason that's the only reason we have one in our police car. It doesn't even work. It's just to hit people.
Yeah. So anyway, we're if needed. So they get this call. Now I'm riding along with them, right? And it's back when they used to have. I don't think they have them anymore, but they had the shotgun, in a locked right by in the passenger seat. And they had a Blitz. Have you ever seen that where they would? Yeah. So they had the shotgun
going up and down.
Yeah. The barrel facing, towards the floorboard, but it was locked and it had this special key that you had to unlock it with, but it was right there. So we get this call and we're in Terre Haute out by the stadium, which is kind of a bad part of area, that there's this burglar who that had broken into a warehouse and he potentially was armed. Well, all nine cops that were on patrol all showed up and surrounded the building, right? Well, Denzel's like, listen, I got to make entry into this building, and we don't know if the bad guy, we don't know where he's at. So here's the deal. I'm going to unlock this shotgun, thing, and if don't leave the car.
Yep.
But if this bad guy is approaching the car and you think that he might have a gun or might kill you, shoot him. And I'm like, what?
Absolutely.
He's like, don't take the thing
shoot
out.
We'll deal with it later.
Don't take it out of its holder. Don't fucking, but it's unlocked. And if you see this guy coming at you, if it's you or him, shoot him.
Absolutely.
So, Blitz, I was sitting there just hoping this motherfucker came out. Mm-hmm. Just, I was like Johnny on the spot. Well, they got him. They ended up getting him.
Yeah, it's too bad.
But I was like, fuck, I'm going to get – but is that the right thing to do? I mean, was that the right protocol?
100%, yeah. Whenever I have someone ride with me, if they've got like a carry permit, they'll always ask, hey, is it okay if I bring my gun? I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, if someone's shooting at me, it's like, I hope you're going to help me if you can. And at that point, we're both going home. It's just paperwork.
Well, don't take Blitz with you because he has more guns than you guys. So
yeah.
Blitz will be like, how many guns am I allowed to bring? Are you familiar with?
I got a range in the backyard.
Are you familiar with Grady Judd? You know the infamous sheriff down here, yeah. Grady Judd.
I wish we had sheriffs like that up in.
I did a ride along.
Michigan.
I did a ride along with him one time.
That would be awesome.
And we're riding along, and I'm like, great. We're like, I'm not kidding you. We're going 56, 55, 56. I'm like, Grady, fuck, this is a cop, man. Punch it. Let's get going. He's like, nope. We can't quite drive as aggressive as we used to because we got dispatch. It's monitoring my speed at all time, and all somebody would have to do
That does suck.
He's like, somebody would have to do is pull the public record as to how fast I was going at a particular time. I'm like, are you kidding? He's like, nope. So it's like everybody's like Big Brother's always watching.
Everything. Yeah, I do that sometimes. I'll just like click on a car to see what the unit, if they're going to something, and the first thing that pops up is how fast they're going. I hate that.
Yeah, it
only does it if you click on somebody, but if you caught like 85.
If you caught a guy going 135 and a 35, would you take him to jail for reckless?
I caught a kid doing 100. Yeah, he was 18 drinking. He wasn't drunk, but he had alcohol in his breath. But he just left a party that his friend threw for him. He was leaving literally the next day to go to basic, and I was like, look, dude. I'm in the military. I've been, serving since 2003. I'm in the National Guard. I'm like, call your recruiter right now. It's like 2:00 in the morning. I'm like, you get your recruiter on the phone right now and verify that you're going to basic tomorrow or you're going to jail. And finally the recruiter answered after like 5 phone calls. And he's like, yeah, he's shipping out in the morning. I'm like, all right. So
you let him go.
I made somebody come pick him up. Yep. I made somebody come pick him up. And, I did have to tow his car cause I wasn't going to let him have access to his car because his buddies, take him down the road, put him back in his car.
How about weed? Indiana's the fucking most uncoolest when it comes to weed. Oh, my God.
About that, man. I don't care about it at all. It does, you know what? I've never seen anybody smoking pot out there, killing people. So it doesn't bother me.
Like if you pulled a guy over and he had a little bit and he had a little bit, would you just – are you the kind of cop be like, listen, just dump that shit out and get out of here?
Man, I'm the kind of cop that's not even going to ask him about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to deal with it. I can smell it. I know he's got it. Like, I literally saw a dude hitting a ball going down the road. I pulled him over, And I'm like, man, I'm like, how are you going to smoke a bowl right in front of me going, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, dude, just be honest with me. I was like, I know you did. I did take his weed and his pipe from him since he was doing it going down the road like an idiot. And the pipe was still hot when I grabbed it from him.
Like, Blitz, if I got that kind of break, I'd be like, man, are we high or we just catch a break?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've done that. I've been like on, you know, accident scenes where I'm the first one there. I'm waiting for county because the highway's not my department. I just get there first. I smell weed. I'm like, look, man. Give it to me, you know, that way whenever the state troopers show up, you don't want this in your car, and I'll take it, dispose of it.
Hey, man, about 5 years ago, I'm telling it on myself right now. I don't know if I've ever told this story.
It one puff at a time.
Listen to this, man. About 5 years ago, there was a wreck on 275 Blitz at 275 in Del Mabry, and I was in my smart car, and I saw it happen. This Mustang wasn't paying attention, and he kind of went under a semi and kind of like got wedged a little bit.
Like that. I can send you pictures.
And he didn't get killed, but he just is caught. And, they weren't going that fast. And so, but it's the semi fucked the Mustang all up, but they didn't wreck. It just, you know, the kind of wheel hopped it, and it didn't wreck. So the whole fucking interstate was shut down. I was literally like the first car that saw it all. So I pulled up to the Mustang. I said, hey, buddy, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. He's a younger guy. I go, you don't got any weed or anything in here, do you? He goes, I do. And I go, if you fucking give it to me right now, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to fucking, not going to be a witness to this because I will not be a witness to a car wreck.
Yeah.
Because the fucking, the prosecuting attorneys, they just wear you the fuck out. So I said, gave me his bag of weed, Blitz, and I left and I used it. There you go.
Yep. Hell nope. Yeah. I've done that when I'm not working. I see an accident. I'm like, hey, you got anything in the car? You know, I let them know I'm a police officer. But like, hey, you got anything in the car you shouldn't have? You know, because they're obviously not going to search my vehicle. And I'm not giving it back to them, but you know, at least they're not going to get in trouble for it.
At least you give it to the boys.
People to jail over weed is just so stupid.
And Indiana is the most uptight when it comes to weed.
It
like
is.
I'm telling you right now, all 49 states could legalize it, and Indiana would be the one fucking state that held out.
It's ridiculous. I mean, when I was in training, the officer, I felt so embarrassed. We took this guy to jail for some weed. And this was the smallest roach I've ever seen in my life. And that's what we took him to jail on. And then so he goes into the jail and he asks for an evidence bag and they give him one and he sticks this little roach in there and they just laughed at him. I'm like, I felt so embarrassed. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. What are we doing here? I'm like, this is just stupid.
Yeah.
But some people are just like, oh man, that's a gateway drug. That's where it starts.
I think it's not. And here's the deal. I do weed. And
I've never done it. I don't know.
Listen, I never tried weed till I was 46 years old.
Yeah.
And
I've never done it.
And after I tried it, I was like, what's the big fucking deal? Like, what's so wrong about being happy? And you know, you get drunk and you want to fight people and you don't know what's going to, I mean, but like,
that's why I don't drink. I stopped drinking when I was 19. I was getting in trouble all the time. I was like, you know, I'm going to wind up in jail if I don't stop drinking. So I stopped. Since I've been 19, I've maybe had the equivalence of a six pack, you know, I'm 38 now. So it's like, I just do not drink anymore, but I know that doesn't, you know, it doesn't jive.
I think federally it's going to be legal and then Indiana will have to legalize.
And Indiana's still going to be like, nah, man.
Blitz, if it goes federal legal, I mean, the states, can they still go? Would a state still have the ability or no?
No. So a state can, like, they can't, if federal law says that it's legal, a state can't overrule it. So a state can, like, modify something. Like, let's say there's a speed limit, for instance, and, you know, federally the speed limit 70 is, or let's just say, for instance, but Indiana could lower it to 65, but they could never go 75. So there's certain things that the state can't do on the federal level. If something's completely, you know, legalized, they can't go through and start legalizing.
Think about how many people in Indiana are locked up for weed because they're so uptight. Jesus,
it's ridiculous.
Really, Indiana's got a heroin fucking meth problem more than anything.
God, meth. Oh yeah, meth like crazy. Everybody's on meth out here. That's like the cool thing to do is meth.
Yeah, I'm not into meth.
No, I've never done a drug in my life, so I don't know what it's about.
Well, you need to lighten up a little bit there, buddy. Please.
Man, you know, one of these days,
on the day that you retire, you
got to get high. Start with fentanyl.
4,000.
Don't start with fentanyl, cop Calvin.
Yeah, do not start yet.
Oh, do you got to carry Narcan and bring the fucking junkies back to life?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I have Narcan. I'm going to not find it if I need it.
I don't believe in somebody getting to hit the reset button. They knew exactly what they were doing when they did it.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what you were doing. Like, we see the same people get Narcan 2-3 times a week. The same people over and over again. They can get as high as they want, and they actually like it. They actually, you know, they get in this, you know, freaking.
Do they get arrested?
Euphoric state. No, they can't. You can't be arrested if you're calling for help. We can't take you to jail. We can't take nobody.
What
there
if you didn't call? Obviously, but someone called for you.
Now, what if you get there? What if you go there? What if you go there?
For medical reasons.
Hold on now. What if you go there? Okay. Like, somebody calls, says this guy's fucking passed out. You go there, you Narcan him, but like in his car or in his, he's got heroin. I mean, you can arrest him for that. You can get him for that.
We don't have any probable cause to search.
So if he's on his front porch.
If we saw it in plain view, you can use the plain view doctrine and you can do it that way. But, you know, but then the problem is whenever the guy's overdosed the next time, his friends are not going to call for him. So this is one of the things, you just confiscate it. Send it off to have it disposed, notate it, you know, make a report. Doesn't ever go to the prosecutor's office because, you know, then you have people that are afraid to call whenever they need medical help. So, I mean, that's.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, a cop, Calvin the cop, we appreciate the insight. More importantly, stay safe out there, buddy.
Well, hey, Bub, I got one more thing for you. I know you're probably trying to go. Just to be quick, I've been seeing some of your burnouts, that blue Mustang that you just did a burnout on.
That's not my Mustang. That's
I know it's not. Yeah, I saw that. Okay. Whenever you're ready to see a real burnout, I'll throw my race car on the trailer and bring it down.
What do you got?
It's a Pontiac G8. I know it doesn't sound like much, but it's got a little over 800 horse to the rear tire.
G8's are cool.
Pontiac G8.
Cool.
What's a Pontiac G8 look like?
Modified.
Let me send me a Pontiac G8.
Mine's a 2009. They only made it for 2 years. But it's got a pro charger. It's got a built engine, aftermarket head, cam. It's a little over 800 horse to the back tires.
What do they look like? What are G8s?
It's like a sedan.
Yeah, kind of like a four-door, almost like a Pontiac Grand Prix kind of, and they just made the Grand Prix rear-wheel drive.
What was the stock motor in them?
So they came with a 6-liter, so they already had a big V8.
They kind of look like a Beamer a little bit.
They do. They look just like them. Well, I think it's because a lot of the BMW designs come from like Holden, which is in Australia, and Holden built this.
I would say it looks a little bit like a Vauxhall.
Yep.
What's a Vauxhall? Yep. But it's a BMW.
No, it's a Australian car.
Yeah.
Your Pontiac G. Well, yeah. I mean, now Blitz, do they make a G8 that look like a El Camino?
I saw somebody cut one up and did that. Yeah, no, that was never a production car.
Yeah, they never made that. Okay. Now the Australia they did.
This is the fastest car I've ever owned with the drag radials on it. It accelerates so hard, you feel like your tongue's going to go in the back of your throat.
Really?
You actually can feel the weight of your eyeballs.
The only tongue that should have been in the back of your throat is that hot bitch that you stroked, buddy.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
God, I could never be a cop, Blitz. I'd be getting head from every girl.
And it's so hard not to, but my wife's really hot, so.
Yeah, but don't be telling her everything you allow. My God, you're supposed to be a cop that fucking keeps his mouth shut. Jesus.
It slipped out. I thought she might be cool about it. I was just kind of testing the waters.
You were testing the waters on a maybe a swippy swap deal, and she shut that down.
Man, I've been asking for 14 years. It hadn't happened yet.
Hey, I got a Mercedes. What do I got, Blitz?
Was it an SL55?
I got an SL55 AMG.
Yeah, those are nice.
06. And
that's rear wheel drive, right?
Yeah, I think it's rear wheel. I think it's like 570 horsepower. Yeah. I think something like that.
They got like a 5-liter V8 or something like that.
Blitz, that thing fucking eats gas.
Go do some burnouts.
No, I'm not doing. You think I could do a burnout?
Yes, I gotta run methanol on my car. It gets about 8 miles a gallon.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep mine looking nice. That's what my Crown Vic's for. A straight fucking burnout. Hey, Lummy, fuck Rick.
Fuck I knew it was coming.
Rick.
I was waiting.
Fuck Brazel.
He's working.
SOS. Whatever the fuck. Fuck him. I had four really nice burnout tires, and I was going to take him with me, Blitz. And he's like, oh, no, you just keep him here. We'll keep him right here. No. I'm like, okay, I'll keep him there. Fuck him.
I got some burnout tires for you. Are those 16s or 17s?
I don't know. Probably 16s.
Yeah, well, they came both ways. So my buddy, he's
he owns a towing company that does all the county stuff, so he has to keep extra tires for all the stuff.
I got
to use Crown Vicks anymore. He's probably got 20 tires.
I
got to
tell you, those old
wheel.
Fucking Crown Vicks, man,
they're awesome. Those beasts.
I got an 04, and it's a fucking beast. It really is. I mean, it'll go a
I
buck 50
off road with them through fields, and heck yeah, those things are they don't care.
They were much better than the Malibus, weren't they?
Oh yeah, there's nothing that compares to them. No, I mean they were slow, but
What an Indiana State Police, what are they, Blitz? What a FHP? They got don't they got Chargers?
Yeah,
we're using Chargers, and so my department we have a Tahoe and a Caprice. I work for a small department. I work part time. I have no desire to work full time. I don't want to get burnt out like everybody else I see. So
Tahoes they're not fast.
Yeah, they are.
No, and it's surprising. It's got the 6.2. It's really not bad. I mean, it does get up there, but it stops at like 109 though because of the rating on the tires.
Right. What about it's the other? What's the other squad you got?
The Caprice, and it'll do about a. I've had it over 160 before.
160.
Yeah.
Blitz. What will those Chargers that FHP's got go?
Probably about
the same. About 160.
Yeah.
150, 160. I've had the Chargers over. So the Charger registers 150. At least the one that I had is 2011.
Have you ever had a sport bike grease you? Just like completely fucking walk the dog on you?
I don't even mess with it. Like, so if I'm pulling over a sport bike and they run from me, I don't even call it in. It's too embarrassing. I just let them go. I'm not even going to call in dispatch and even pretend to chase them, because then I'm just embarrassed and everybody knows that I lost somebody.
I mean, those things can get going 200, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not going to mess with that.
Yeah, but that's dangerous. A guy could really fuck himself up.
Or cause the other guy to wreck. And, a traffic infraction is not worth killing somebody over.
True.
So you just got to use your
a lot of agencies but, yeah. won't even let like a lot of agencies if you start pursuing, don't you have to ask?
IMPD will, they have a no pursuit policy now. If you are an IMPD, run. They will not chase you. They are not allowed anymore.
Blitz,
they
when I go to Indianapolis, I'm going to try that out. I'm going to be the guy that fucking they chase and catch. I'll be like, this motherfucker told me they wouldn't chase me. So you're saying if I'm on 465, if I'm on 465, an Indianapolis Police Department, fucking radars me, and a guy gets behind me, and I fucking hit it, he's not going to come after me?
He can't. Now, if it's a state trooper, if you're on 465, it's probably going to be a trooper, and he is going to come after you because he's got something to prove.
Right. State troopers, man, I hate to say this, but even in Florida, state troopers are a whole nother level of dickness.
I have no use for them.
Yeah. Why is it all state troopers?
My first sergeant in my unit is a state trooper, so he's my first sergeant and a state trooper, and he's just
dicks.
Wouldn't you be a dick if you had to wear that same hat?
That fucking spot. Yeah. Indiana has to wear. I think Indiana's got the Smokey Bear hats too.
Yeah, the troopers do. Yeah. So the last department that I worked for, we had to wear those too. But
those fucking Smokey Bear deals.
Yeah.
Thanks for making it quick, buddy.
All right, we got to get going, Calvin.
All right.
See you later, buddy.
Hey, I'm gonna come down and do it.
Oh my god, this guy! Come on.
I'm done.
All right. See you later. Bye, Calvin.
Blitz, real quick.
One last thing. Just one last thing.
Let's talk about the socks there.
I mean, for you guys, but geez.
I mean, anybody want to keep going, or everybody want? Who wants to go home?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Kevin.
Who wants to go home?
Kevin.
Who wants to go home?
I want to go to the bathroom.
And I want to get on the train machine.
Train machine.
Blitz, will you? Can we go out back and you just tell me if I have to hit rewind or something?
Yes.
All right. We're done.